Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Built to Last. So if you're interested in building, or if you like to build, we've got the story for you. Today's story was written by Min Lee, and the pictures are by Dan Santat. And I'm super excited to read this because we like both of those people. And so we're excited to read their book. And speaking of we, it's read today by Mommy and...
I am Tony Stark.
Tony Stark?
Yeah, you know, the inventor of Iron Man.
You are Iron Man. Yeah, I know exactly who you are. And I am psyched that you're here because it makes sense. We're talking about building things and engineering. And I know that's how you work, right? You love to build things. Yeah? Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy and Tony Stark. So buckle up, everybody. You never know what's going to happen. In fact, when I turn the page, the very first thing I see is it started with a bang. And we see two boys, and they've bumped into each other. We became friends by accident. Ever since that first happy mistake, we've been building together. Working hand in hand, we built things we never could have dreamt up on our own. And wow, they've built the Great Wall of China, haven't they? Yet, somehow, crash! Those worlds always came tumbling down. And in the picture, we can see the Great Wall of China was actually made out of Tinker Toys, and their cat jumped on it and destroyed it. But still, they built it, and that's impressive, right?
Yeah.
We kept building bigger and better creations, which led us to bigger and bigger disasters. Boom, says their next explosion. Bigger and bigger train wrecks. Crunch. Ooh, they have built, it looks like maybe Godzilla is attacking their city, right? Bigger and bigger catastrophes. And oh no, looks like the cars are falling out of the sky in the next one, huh? Yet each time we emerged from the ruins and began again. And with each beginning, we knew that our next build was going to be the best one yet. Now, we've learned from our mistakes and are finally building something we want to stand the test of time.
Like that one time where on accident I left one of my self-controlled suits on, and it woke up my wife in the middle of the night.
Man. Yeah, that would be a disaster.
And it was just because I was having a bad dream.
Yeah. Well, you have to be very careful about your builds, because sometimes they can get out of control. Like in this picture, we see these two guys. They've built a city on top of a flying turtle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not something you do every day, right? And it says, creak. Maybe not everything has a breaking point. Maybe not everything can be rebuilt. Maybe there comes a time when it's better to move on and start fresh. Thwomp. In the picture, we see that the giant flying turtle actually fell. And it didn't look so hot afterwards. But the first guy says, but then I remember all the times we picked up the pieces and picked each other up. And I realize some things are too important to give up on. Some things deserve to be repaired no matter how many times they break. And so we see him bang, rip, bang. He is working on the giant floating turtle. Because maybe it's only when everything around you is falling apart that you discover what is really built to last. He has taken some of those materials from his creation and made a little miniature of his best friend, who has, it looks like, made a miniature of him as well. And now they get to keep each other and become friends again. And in the picture, we see them working again. They've got a new drawing. They've got new materials. And it looks like they're going to set out to build something new all over again. Each creation that they have made is special and tells a story. And I think you understand what that is like, right? You also build stories, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, like that one time where I built one of my suits and it just, like, I tried to turn it on, but instead it malfunctioned. I didn't know it malfunctioned. And it kind of made a little bit of a mess.
Oh, well, don't feel too bad about it, because it looks like, from what we've learned from this book, messes just lead to bigger inspirations.
Like a boom mess.
Or a creak or a thwomp. Or a bang. Yeah.
Or a kablooey.
Or a kablooey. And that, our friends, is...
the end. Stark out.
Stark out.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.